We're back here on Metal Shop 99.9 FM KISW, and we are we've been looking forward to this for a while. We got a really rad local band by the name of Endorphins Lost. Endorphins Lost, Jesus, in studio. What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
How's it going?
How's it going?
Hey, it's so good to have you back. So you guys just put out a new record, Seclusions, like last week, correct?
Yep,
absolutely.
Last Saturday.
Yep.
Hey,
yep,
first
yep.
of all, congratulations, man. I know it takes a lot of work. So before we get into things, let's get some introductions going. Just say your name in the band and what you do. Let's swing around the room here.
I'm Sam. I play guitar.
I'm Kerry. I do vocals.
My name is Chris. I play guitar, and I'm arguably an alcoholic.
Arguably, huh?
Did I mess that word up?
I think so.
Should we take another sip off this whiskey that we have?
Absolutely.
All right.
Cheers.
And then shout out to your other member who's not here right now. You mentioned he lives down in Arizona, so it takes a little effort for him to get up here.
Yeah, we got Brandon. He's the bass player, also does vocals down in Arizona. And then also our drummer, Justin Rada, is actually out of town, so he couldn't be here. But.
Okay, cool. Well, what's up, fellas? Hopefully they're listening from wherever they are.
I hope so. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, this shot's for them. So Endorphins Lost back in here. You guys just played your record release last week at the Highline, correct?
Yep.
Shout out to the Highline. And okay, so let's be real. How was the show, man? You know, you put so much work into the album. How was the live reception to it?
It was good, yeah.
Yeah, it was excellent. We were really surprised with the turnout. I think the snow days we had played in our favor a little bit.
The people were trying to get back out of the house.
Yeah, it was the first weekend after the snow ends,
right.
So everyone showed up. It was really cool.
That's awesome. So at this show, did you play the whole album front to back? Did you pick certain selections that you were ready to rip on, or like?
I think we played like half of it. Right?
Yeah, probably about half.
Yeah.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. Well, first of all, congratulations. So I want to talk to you a little bit more about Seclusions. And Sam, we've had you up here. We've talked to all of you guys before. You. So good to have you back. So where did you record the album? When did you start writing it? And I just want to hear the origin story behind Seclusions for you guys for with Endorphins Lost.
So we recorded the album at Earhammer Studios in Oakland, California. Greg Wilkinson engineered the album and mastered it. We were super stoked. This is our fourth record we've done with him.
Awesome. So you have a very like good rapport built at this point.
Yeah, we're very comfortable there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He's one of the like easiest dudes to like work with ever. He's super chill, you know, and you like when you get nervous or something doing your parts and stuff.
Oh,
and,
he
like,
can go.
He's just like, dude, just chill, man. Yeah, and then you do it,
and he can put up with us too. So that's
see, important. that's really important, and that's a thing. Like, especially if you have built a kind of like a family vibe with the guy, when you walk back into the studio, did you feel like he kind of had like you guys not dialed in, but kind of knew what to expect and like. How to really, really hit a home run on this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
He definitely tightened some things up with this record. So it's the fourth one, so he had pretty much all the tones ready to go. He knew what we wanted, and he was ready to do it. So we were super happy we moved right along in the studio, and I think it went well.
He knows how we work at this point now, too.
Yeah.
You know, he knows what each one of you needs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know what the drummer needs. Yeah. I know what the bass player needs. Somebody gets stressed out.
Yeah.
Give you a beer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome. So when you went down to Oakland, did you guys fly down? Did you tour down? Did you like play shows on the way? Or was it just like, hey, we're going to take a few specific days? And how long did it take you guys to put this baby in the can there?
We recorded the whole thing in about 2.5 days.
Okay.
We flew down.
Cool. Leave the van behind, man.
Yeah. We were really
enjoy
stoked.
A little bit of vacation.
We did well enough on our tours that paid for the whole record based
awesome.
Off of our merch sales.
That's
and,
so cool.
And stuff like that, which is really nice. Bought all of our plane tickets and showed up and did it.
You're living the dream.
Sort of. Well, then you got to go to work after that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's so cool. Okay, so with this album, look, it's one of those... Did you want to take this in a different direction? Like, what's the goal with you guys, your guys' band? You've been around for a while. Like, I know you know what I'm talking about. Did you want to get bigger, better? What did you want to change on this record that you hadn't done before, perhaps?
I mean, I think we just wanted to push the bar and just better sounds, better tones, better songs. We spent about 2 years working on the record.
Damn. All right. Cool.
And it was a pretty long process. Primary songwriter is our bass player, Brandon. He lives down in Arizona.
Right.
And so we spent about 2 years sending and recording demos back and forth and practicing the songs through Skype. And
so did you guys have Skype band practices?
We had Skype band practices, many of them for a couple years. And it worked out well. So I'd love
to hear that.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to like refine what we've been doing for a while now. You know, just like filter out what we didn't like from the last album or whatever,
right?
As much, and then build on that. You know,
right, keep on moving.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's really cool. So what we should do right now is let's play a few of these songs that I was talking to these guys off air before we got in here. Some of these songs are real short, and some of them are, you know, a little bit chunkier in terms of time amounts. What do you guys want to put together for this first like few minutes of showing people? Because we've been playing a few of these Endorphin songs lost for the last few weeks. What do you guys want to put together for this first little chunk right here that people can digest and chew on?
I think we were going to do Easy Skin, which is a song written by Chris over here. Really stoked on that one. And then another song called
Mincing.
Cold, which is another mincer.
It's a mincer.
It's a mincer. And then, what was it?
Stone Man. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, this is the first taste off of Seclusions. It's so good to have you guys in here. Stick around. We're going to talk to you again. Metal Shop on the Rock, brand new music from Endorphins Lost, a band that you need to put on your radar if they are not so far. That was Easy Skin, Cold, and Stone Man off the new record, Seclusions. Congratulations on the new album, gentlemen. And were you just saying you just did your whole... Okay, off the air there. You did all of your vocals in 1 hour?
Well, yeah, for that record, we were kind of running out of time towards the end, so we basically just had an hour left. I had to catch a flight back to Seattle, so... That was how we did it.
And you feel good about it.
I feel pretty fucking good about it.
Yeah. Okay, good. Touche. You know, first of all, congratulations, because that's not easy. I've been stuck in a situation where recording with a drummer that took 2 days, and everyone's like, yo, we got 9 hours left to do everything. So you guys did a great job on this album, man, and congratulations. Sam, you were mentioning something. You got to shout out the label, like the people who are like, putting their, I don't know, I would say necks on the line to know that you guys are doing a good job and putting out your album.
Yeah, so this is the inaugural first release off of a new label based out of the Bay Area called From the Head of Zeus. Oh. It's Athena, formerly of 6 Weeks Records.
Thank you, Athena. You
thank
rule.
Thank you so much for putting this record out for us. Awesome. Very happy to work with her.
So, yeah. And you guys are back, man. And, like, I feel like you're doing a lot. Like, I was doing some research before the show and before you guys came up here, just looking at what you had coming up. And you've got some really, really big stuff coming up for 2019.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
And it's one of those things where you had to have started planning this, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago in 2018. You got to, like, think months and months in advance.
Yeah, I mean, we're already booking for 2020.
Damn!
So we do things pretty far in advance.
All right. That's rad. So, look, if you want to, you want to talk about some of these, I can shout out some of these, dates that you got coming up. Because you guys just did the record release last week at the Highline, so it's time to start thinking about 2019. You got things coming up in May, April, and then, Maryland Death Fest? You guys are playing Maryland Death Fest.
Stoked. I'm going to throw so many beers at people.
See if you get them thrown back at you,
too. Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, absolutely.
So congratulations, man. So let's talk about a few of these. First of all, I want to talk about Top Knot Fest that's happening at the Southgate Roller Rink.
Yes.
First of all, there's heavy music being played at a roller rink. That in and of itself is awesome and worth, I assume it's all ages, yeah? It's got to
so, yeah.
It's got to be.
So. Yeah.
So. I can't remember the last time I saw somebody drinking a Martini Rossi on their four-wheel skates in a circle there. So you can take your kids to this show. It's coming up, the Top Knot Southgate Roller Rink Festival. Like, what's going on here? There's some huge, huge bands playing this fest.
Yeah, Narrows is on the bill, which is something that I'm extremely stoked about. For anybody who's not familiar, it's the singer of Botch, his band.
I got the lineup here, too, right? Narrows, Name, Endorphins Lost, The Drip from Richland, good friends of ours. Steak Sauce Mustache, who I've just become friends with those dudes. Mm-hmm. We got Foes, Pervert, Snakes, Into the Storm, Czar from Tacoma, good friends of ours. Yellfire and Florida Man, also that's our buddy Alex down there.
Yeah, Florida Man.
So, yeah, that's rad. So how does the show work at the Southgate Roller Rink? Have you guys been there yet? I would assume you'd be playing in the middle while people are skating around you. That's got to be how it works, right?
So my understanding is there's going to be 2 stages.
Okay.
There's going to be one on the rink, and then there's going to be one kind of in the back bar.
That's just fun.
Yeah.
Those are just good times. You got to get a slushy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go outside in the parking lot and have some good times first.
You got a shotgun beers somewhere.
Yeah, well, hey, but that said, so that's coming up. but Narrows is playing, and that's going through Brown Paper Tickets. And Levi, the comedian's doing a stand-up in between on that. That's going to be really rad. So, cool. And then after that, May 18th at the Plaid Pig. I haven't been down to the Plaid Pig yet. I keep seeing that on our radar, down in Tacoma. This is kind of like an up-and-coming spot.
Yeah, there's been some really rad shows there. I haven't made it out myself, but I've seen some footage of the venue, and it looks really sick.
They have some really, really good stuff lined up. So shout out to the Plaid Pig down there.
Mm-hmm.
We shouted them out last week, and we got a message from them going, hey, that's awesome. Thank you, guys. So
cool.
We're going to try and get involved with that as much as we can. So that's Endorphins Lost, Goon, Generation Decline, and our friends in Old Iron.
Yeah.
That's a rad lineup. You guys see Jared Sheely just got his head cut open for his
break? Absolutely, yeah.
Man, the picture of that where he's like, yo, here are 27 staples all across my head.
Yeah,
so it's
gnarly.
Good. It's good to see that happening.
Yeah.
So that said, you guys are working really hard in 2019. Congrats on Maryland Death Fest.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're really stoked. I mean, I think we're trying to show up a couple days. I think we're playing on Saturday. It starts on Thursday, so I think we're going to show up and just hang out, you know?
Yeah.
We got about a week and a half long tour after that. We're going to be touring up the East Coast, up to Ear Slaughter in Montreal.
Wow.
Which the lineup should be pretty rad for that. We got Drop Dead and Infest on the bill. And
yeah, dude, it's going to be sick.
We're playing a stacked lineup in Providence, Rhode Island, with Drop Dead, Wound Man, Backslider, Escuela Grind.
Jesus.
Yeah,
you guys are making moves.
It's gonna be sick.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
We're really
sick shows. Yeah.
And then you're going back down the East Coast after that. I mean, if you're going out there, man, you might as well get some shows under your belt
out
there.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's really cool. So, what any other goals for you guys for 2019? This seems like a very promising year for Endorphins Lost.
So we're doing the East Coast tour, and then a few months after that, we're gonna do a West Coast tour with a French band that's gonna fly out, and they're called Whores Nation. Excellent grind band.
Awesome.
Really solid.
Hell yeah.
And then at the end of the year, we have a surprise tour that we haven't you know, really announced yet, but there's something really cool coming up at the end of the year as far as tour schedule goes.
So you literally into 2020 is what you said.
Yeah, right? We're staying busy for sure. Yeah.
That's
good, absolutely.
Man. I'm glad to see that going. You guys feeling good about it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Excited to hit the road again, man.
That's so rad. Okay, so one last thing. Let's.
We can't forget Eternal Warfare Fest also. That's playing Thursday, May 16th. There's some amazing bands on this lineup. It's not the same day as us, but on Saturday, May 18th, Shape of Despair and Evoken.
Spectral Voice.
Nightfell, Crawl. And then the day that we're playing with Fauna, Yellow Eyes, Venom, Sanguine Eagle, Zoala, Us, Caustic Wound, Lunar Temple, and Iron Scepter.
Have you checked out Caustic Wound?
Yo, absolutely. Oh, so yeah. when you guys are playing these shows, you got to make best friends with all these guys. Like you got to make friends with all these bands. You have. I know you know that, and I know you've been working on it. So who are you most looking forward to seeing with any of the bands that you're playing out of town with? Wait, at this point, it's a lot.
Drop Dead, probably.
Maryland Death Fest, Neckbeard Death Camp.
Yeah,
something I'm definitely looking forward to. I'm going to be finding those guys, and I'm going to be talking their ears off because I love that stuff.
That's so cool. Yeah. And congratulations, guys. I know you guys have been working really hard for years and years, and I hope this really, really blows up for you guys. And if you're listening to this right now, this is we've been talking Endorphins Lost off their new album Seclusions. Okay, so let's pick a couple songs here. To take us out with the title track to start with here.
Yep. Seclusions, the title track.
And then American Choke Chain.
Which is actually the oldest Endorphins Lost song.
Yeah.
American Choke Chain. We re-recorded it for this record.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's making a reappearance.
When did we write that, Kerry?
I think, were you still drumming?
I think I was still drumming in the band, yeah. So it was like 10 years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
9 or 10 years ago.
Coming up on the 10th anniversary of the band.
Hey, congratulations,
man.
Hey, any final shout-outs before you guys are out of here? Any local bands, venues, anything that you want to mention? Or
I mean, Athena from our label, Greg Wilkinson, shout-out to him.
Oh, man, yeah, Greg Wilkinson and Greg. Athena.
Shout-out to everybody at the Highline for hosting us the other week. Shout-out to you guys. Thank you for having us.
That's our
really
pleasure,
happy to be back.
Oh, and,
it's good to have
and
you,
I want to say, dude, City of Industry, they played the show with us on Saturday, and they ruled, dude.
They killed it.
Yeah, they absolutely killed it. They did a System of a Down cover, and it was tight. Like, someone is doing System of a Down. It was
really heavy, hardcore.
That's what we were saying.
Yeah.
We got to bring him up here for, Chris, up here for new metal trivia.
You can't beat him. No one would beat him.
Hey, Endorphins Lost, so good to see you guys again. Thank you for coming back up here. Go get Seclusions now. Where can we find you guys online?
Bandcamp, endorphinviolence.bandcamp.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. I think in some select stores, you'll be able to purchase the album as well.
Mm. Yeah. If you play your cards right.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations again, guys. We're going to hit you with some Endorphins Lost. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, boys.
Oh, my God.